read to each other.
May the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Today's message is titled The Covenant of the Grace. It was the Bible verses from Genesis 3:15. God is someone who recorded the Bible, but first and most, He gave us the covenant of the creation. Covenant of the creation, the key part, key verses for this covenant is from Genesis 1:26 to 28. If you look at the verse 26, it says, let us make mankind in our image. In our likeness. So that's how God really designed us from the beginning. He designed us from the beginning. Who did? This holy triune God. It's the one who really designed us from the beginning. And verse 27, so God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. Then verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, God bless them. Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over. Who was really blessed? Who did He really bless? So that He blessed us, that means that the mankind actually received the image of God and who created us. God is the one who created us. Then who will increase us? Those who really got blessed are the ones to subdue and fill this earth. And those who are blessed are the ones who rule over this earth. Those who are blessed are the ones to really conquer and then govern the world, the ground. Then that these things are what we call the absolute plan of God. So God really gave us the absolute plan to be with us. And someone who God is with are the ones who are really blessed. This world, people really don't know this blessing. Actually, as soon as we were saved, we have received the greatest blessing to have the world evangelization. This is what we call, you really have to grab hold on to the covenant of the creation. Who are you? You are the one that this world evangelization will be fulfilled through you. Then you should really find your own identity in this covenant. And the second covenant is the covenant of the life. What is this covenant of the life? The Bible verse was from the Genesis 2:15-17. From the beginning, God really gave us the blessing of the uniqueness. So you are the only one. And then you have received this unique blessing. So God created all these things on this earth. And then at the very end, He created, God created us in His image. But we have this distinctive blessing. We are not really the same with the animals. We shouldn't be really treated as with other creatures. Right now, people will say that you are the dad of the puppy and the mom of the puppy, but that's not how actually God created us. Only to mankind, God really gave us the covenant of the life. Then what's this covenant of the life? Only to the human. We receive the blessing so that we can listen to God's word and be able to live. So that's why. The thing is that all these livestock and all these animals, they don't really have to listen to the God's word because they don't really have the relationship with God. So you look at the human, the kanji, the Chinese character is like that, as a human, and then plus the word, that means the believe. And that's how you can really write this Chinese character. From the beginning, God is the one. God really created the human to listen to the God's word and then believe. The blessing, the God's word was the first thing that the human actually could hear. Adam and Eve were not really listening to the human's voice. They actually listened to the God's word from the beginning. That's why you and I are the human being who really needs to listen to the God's word. Why did God give us the 2 years? So that we can really listen to the God's word well, then we can really live with the God's word. Same thing with what Jesus said. Matthew 4:4. Jesus said that only human can't really live only with the bread. Human can live. Man can live with the bread of God's word coming out from God's word, God's mouth. We cannot really live only by the bread. Why? Because we also not only the physical body, but we also have the spirit. That we are the one who really needs to listen to the God's word. Then from the beginning, God created us like that. Then you really have to listen to these things. Of course, drinking and eating, it's very important for your physical body, but more important thing is your spirit and soul. But these things can be revived only through the word of God. So after all, this flesh body is in vain. Those who really have the right, correct walk of faith, they can really focus on the God's word. Those who really have the failure in the walk of faith is that they don't listen to the God's word. They will follow their own thoughts, and it's very wrong. They will misunderstand things, and then they will just follow to their own thoughts. But God actually created us so that we can actually listen to the God's word and be able to follow it. That's how God created us. Don't listen to the human's voice, people's voice. It's easy for us to be deceived. All of us do have our own ideology, our own philosophy. We all always talk about our own hope and wishes and desires. Then whose word should you really listen? We should listen to the word of God, who is the creator, who created us. And that's how our souls and spirits can be revived. Genesis 2:16-17. God said, the Lord God commanded to the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you would certainly die. That was the covenant given to the human. before God created all these things, and even before the human was created, there was the angel who was expelled from the garden, from the heaven, and kicked out from the heaven. And then God really knew that this evil spirit will be really deceiving the human. That's why God really gave the covenant. God gave us the freedom within the limitation. You are free, but there is the boundary that you cannot cross. Because there is the God's sovereignty, absolute sovereignty of God. So you have the freedom within the limitations. Because however you live, it's only under the God's law. And that's the covenant God really gave us. But Satan is the one who just tried to break this covenant and promise that was made between God and human. What did he say? Satan said, God said, you will certainly die if you take the fruit. But Satan said, if you take the fruit, you will not die, but instead your eyes will be opened and you can be like God. We have 7 billion people, but none of us can be the Lord. Our Lord is the Creator God, and who is the Lord of all the creatures, the creations. So how could it be possible that the human can be like God, can be the Lord? You know, in Japanese, the wives tend to call the husband the Lord. We are all created ones. Then we cannot be the Lord. We cannot be the master. The only God, the Creator God, can be the Lord, can be the master of ourselves. So that Creator God gave us the freedom within the limitation. But this Satan came down, descend to the earth. So you will not surely die. So you can take the fruit. But we have to think the angels are the creatures. And then Satan is the creatures. But on this earth, the Satan was the master. So that's why the Satan said, no, it's not gonna, that's not what you heard from God. So Satan planted this disbelief in the humankind. Then Revelation 12:9, it says, it was an old serpent, old dragon, the serpent, all this impure, evil spirit, wicked spirit, is the one who really stole all these things away from us. That's why, as soon as you listen to the Satan's word, then you were corrupted. And in John 8:44, from the beginning, Satan is the one, the father of the lie, and then he is a murderer. However, that's where the mankind was really captured. Romans 3:23, and because of this one person, this sin, original sin, entered into the whole world. And we died. But because that's all the human, mankind died. Because God, the Creator God, said, you will die. So no one can avoid what God said. That was the promise of God. How do we call it? What we call it? We call it the original sin. That's the original sin. written in the Genesis 3. This Satan really said, you can be God. Like, just like religions, you can be God. The New Age is telling you, you can be God. New Age Freemason, you can be God. Look at the heroes shown on in the movie. The people, all the human will be, let's try to save the earth or the world. And through that kind of movies, and then they are just trying to plant the image of the human who can be like God, who can be like heroes. That can be really the work of the darkness. Because the human, that part means hand. In our hand, what do we hold? We hold the this Chinese character means myself. When you look at this character, after you corrupt it, after you corrupt something, then after you corrupt it, you really feel like you have to grab something. You are competing against to each other. You have the weapon. You start having weapon. That's how you will have the battles and wars. And then Satan really made us so miserable. So the evil spirit, all these evil spirit and then Satan are only written in the Bible. Only in the Bible, it reveals the existence of Satan, existence of the evil spirit from the beginning. This is how Satan is really deceiving the humans who are really created in the image of God. As soon as human really lost hold of the covenant of the God's word, that's then they really lived like wandering in this world. Just like how I said last week, as soon as Adam and Eve took the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then Adam and Eve, we were born in the his family line of Adam and Eve. So the representative of human, which is Adam and Eve, we committed sins, and then through this one person, one human, this original sin entered into ourselves because they are the representative of the human. But these facts cannot be really revealed and shown, proved by the science and the politics. Because these things, these spiritual things that was really happened and committed already cannot be really understood. So that's why Genesis 3:15, the offspring of woman will come and then crush the head of Satan. So really God gave us the covenant of the grace. That is the Genesis 3:15. Offspring of woman will come and then he will crush the head of Satan. Adam and Eve committed sins, then they really hid. Then they're embarrassed, so they really cover themselves with the leaves. And God visited them, and what did he say to them? He killed the lamb, sheep, and then he took the skin of that animal and then put them on, which means that the God's son, this the garment of skin, which means that this animal, because of the animal's blood, because of the blood of lamb, garment of the skin was covered, was used to cover the Adam and Eve. What does that mean? It's not just saying that the Adam and Eve just got the clothes, but it's more about the covenant of the blood. This sacrifice was made. So when you come in front of me, then you should bring this blood of the lamb. You should bring the lamb. You should bring the blood. Then later on, this Messiah will come who doesn't have the sin and will cover everything and will solve these spiritual problems. With the religion, you cannot really solve these spiritual problems. Because humans try to cover their sins and their bad part by the good deeds. We are all sinned. Then we just try to be diligent and a good person. But to be honest, from the beginning, from the fundamentals, foundations are really belong to the sin. So this cannot be changed by the deeds. When you really believe that this Messiah really, Christ is the one who really solved and forgave this sin, and that's when this problem can be solved. What did Calvin say? He said that all the humans got corrupted, then there is no righteous man. Why? Because all have sinned, therefore we are all short of the glory of God. And the result of the sin is the death. Then we have no choice but to die. But Ephesians 2:8, because of the, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Really, today you are saved through the by the God's grace. You're saved because of the God's grace. You didn't get salvation because you were diligent to attend the church. You really study a lot about the Bible. You gave lots of offerings. That's how you can receive the salvation. No, because of the gift of God, which is the grace. Because of the grace of God, you were saved. Then all these laws and legalism of the action cannot really give you the salvation. Only by the Jesus Christ you can be saved. In Genesis 4, it's not really about the garment, but this sheep was killed and then shed the blood, and because of this blood we were saved. So because of the blood of the Christ, we were forgiven, we were covered, and our sins are taken away, and that's how we were saved. Human's righteousness is just like the dirty clothes. So nothing our righteousness is really the dirty clothes. So because of the lamb, then the righteous means that above us, myself, then there is the sheep. So you really have to grab hold on to the Christ. Why? Because the true righteous is coming from the Christ. So you should grab hold on to the Christ in your hand. So that's how you really have to grab hold on to. Then what should you really restore from today? You're saved today, and then what should you restore? You should really restore the covenant of the worship. There are the two kinds of people on this earth. First kind is the one who failed in worship. His name was Cain. He was doing the agricultural. He was producing all these things from the ground, and then he didn't really have the covenant of the blood. Then another person is Abel. He was the shepherd, and that was the blood, because he had these livestock. There are the important things in the worship. What is the most important things in the worship? It's the offering. The sacrifice is very important. Genesis 4:4. The Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, because Abel already gave the firstborn and the greatest portion. Then God, Lord, looked with favor on Abel. That's what Genesis 4:4 said. Hebrews 11:4. Because of the faith, and the Abel gave the offering to God. By the faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commanded as righteous. When God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead. Back then, the occupation was really the big deal. Cain, you look at the Genesis 3:16 to 20, then already the ground was cursed. Then there was the throne, there's the thorns, and we had to sweat and cultivate our ground to eat. And my parents are actually a farmer, but there's no rest in 365 years. There's no time to have a break. All the four seasons, they had tons of things to do. Then they can't really keep the Sabbath day. Why? Because there will be all the grasses and all the thorns. If these things are not removed, and then they can't really have the good crops. But for raising their children, they were so busy with all this work, farm work. You know, my back head is very flat. Why? Because I laid down on the basket. Then my parents just left me alone. Then they were really working on the farm. Then when I cried, then they could feed me. That's why I was really quiet, Because if I was quiet, then it was easier for them to work in the field. And there are lots of black beans I was picking up to eat. That it was actually all the goat's poop. Now I thought that it was the black beans. My parents really scolded me a lot when they figured me out. When they found out me eating those things. But the farmers are very busy. Very busy. And then Cain was just trying to get some product from the ground. And so in his own idea, he really took all this offering from the ground and gave that to offer to the God. But there is no God's covenant. There is no blood. So God didn't really take it. So you should really stake your life to be successful in the worship, because if you fail in the worship, you will fail in your whole life. The Lot, who is the Abraham's nephew, when the Lot really didn't take the God's word seriously, then he became the pillar of the salt. So you really have to live yourself in the worship. If you don't have the blood of the Christ and the everything, then give the worship, then everything is actually the religion. But if you really give the offer, grab hold onto the blood and then give worship, and then you will receive the blessing from God and God's word. So back then, we couldn't really kill the animals and then eat. So Abel was, back then that we couldn't really eat the meat of the animals back then. That after Noah's ark, the people started eating the animals' meat. But before the Noah, then people were really eating all the plants and grass and all that. When exactly did we start eating the meat? That was after Noah's ark. Noah's flood. So Abel's occupation was something that cannot really produce the great amount of money by actually keeping the feeding the animals, because he couldn't really sell it and do anything with it. However, that Abel was the one who really grabbed hold on to the God's covenant and then live his life. The worship, it's not your choice. Oh, if I don't have to go, or I want to go, or I'll go today, then it's not really your choice. If you're making the choice like that, then it's more like the Cain who just lost hold of the covenant of the worship. But because God really looked the only Abel's offering, so Cain actually killed his own brother, Abel, because of the anger. If Abel is not here, then God will receive my offering. That was the misunderstanding. He is the one who lost all the covenant. He is the one who really didn't have the covenant of the blood. But Cain was thinking in the wrong way, thinking that if there is no Abel, then God will receive my offering. So failure in the worship is a failure in their lives. So there is the descendant of the Cain. And there was the Jabal. And there was the Jubal. He was the father of the strings. instruments. The music in the world, the music that is really away from God, as if the music is just to praise Satan. The worldly songs, that's what the Jubal really made, was all about the fun and pleasure part of this world. In this world, the music really captures. Why? Because it also consists of the culture. The Satan is the one. Satan is corrupted angel, but he was the leader of the praise of God. So that leader of the angels actually corrupted. So instead of praising the Lord, the Satan will be really as the one capturing all this music of this world. And then all these singers, it doesn't really matter if they're famous or great singers, they might be committing suicide or they will be depressed, and all these problems are really occurring in them. Tubal Cain is the one who made all the bronze and iron weapon. So all these kings of the air is the one who is controlling all the tops of the nations. Then we cannot even imagine how much investment, how much budget they actually put for their all this all this, you know, self-defense, the budget for the self-defenses. So even in North Korea, they're all, the people are poor, but they really put lots of money for their self-defense and in creating all these weapons. So God, to really solve this problem, God has this family line. And there, this genealogy, there are the 10 people, 10 names. Let's look at the bottom. The first one is Adam. Second, after he died, then there is the Seth, the Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel. Number 6 is Jared. 7, Enoch. We do have Enoch. After that, Methuselah. And Lamech. Then number 10 is Noah. And this genealogy is very important. The Adam is the first generation. So from Adam to Noah, it's about 1,000 years taken. So within the 1,000 years, what I want to say here is that Adam lived 930 years. Until when he was, Adam really lived until the Lamech was 13 years old, and then Adam died actually. I wanted to have some important thing, that's why we really wrote this. From Adam to Lamech, actually Adam lived. So Adam, until ninth generation, the Adam really lived. Then after Lamech, there was Noah. Methuselah lived until 969. So what is the most important thing here is that in Genesis, Adam and Eve were created, and there was the incidents and the flow of all these things. Then we had the corruption, and then Cain killed Abel. But after that, then Adam really grabbed hold on to the covenant of Genesis 3:15. Then while he was alive, then of course he delivered this covenant to that Seth, Enoch, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, and Lamech. Then how come who was Enoch after the earth? Enoch was the one who really ascended to the heaven without going through the death. The Lamech died a little earlier than any other people. Why? Lamech didn't really have the covenant. So Lamech couldn't really do his work. So after Noah, until the Noah's Ark, then the covenant was delivered to Noah by Methuselah. The long life, the reason for the long life is to deliver the covenant. That's why you really have to be healthy. Why? Because you have to deliver this covenant to the generations. It's not just without any reason you just want to live long. You really have to live long to deliver this covenant to the next generations. So God really created us to increase in numbers and subdue and control over everything. But human really got corrupted, committed sins. But because of the covenant of the grace, and then all this thing, all the blessings were really restored, are you going to live in your life? Are you going to grab hold on to the worship or lose hold of the covenant and lose hold of the worship and then live your life? You really have to live your life with the Word of God, with the worship. It doesn't really matter how busy you are. You really have to live your life with the centered of the worship. Why Adam really lived 930 years? Because Adam really knew that he corrupted and he fell to the original sin, and then he was having pains. So he was living through nine generations, and then he kept telling and sharing this covenant to the generations, to his offsprings. You really must bring the covenant. The reason why you have to you have this church, why you have the ACA, why do you have your own kids? Because you really have to deliver this covenant to the next generations. That's why you earn money. That's why you have the business. That's why you have to nurture the next generations and your offsprings. And you must really receive these blessings. God's interest is in who? Those who deliver this covenant. It doesn't really matter if you don't have, if you have no skills, no ability whatsoever. If you really have the covenant in yourself, when you really deliver this covenant, God is the one who will be blessing upon you. And even if you're sick, then the sickness should be healed by God. Why? Because the God's absolute plan and covenant is to deliver this covenant to the next generations. And then God is the one who really gave us this blessing. So you really have to look at your walk of faith. You have to really look at yourself. Do you grab hold onto the covenant? From the beginning, you have to realize that God really created me for the sake of the sake of the world evangelization. People are just having the hard time, the pains, and then even if you sweat yourself to really work hard all the time, it's just about all your life will be about if you're going to have one house or not. Then that's how the people will spend their lives and then try to spend their lives entirely. But you really have to see the how Satan is working. We really have to know and believe that the Christ has come to crush the head of Satan. We are the one who really restore this covenant, and because this blessing had been really restored upon you, you should really grab hold onto the covenant, and then through you, you have to make sure that all this covenant of the gospel should be delivered to the generations. You know, when Jesus really carried the cross on himself, and then there were the women crying and weeping for Jesus, and then Jesus told them, do not cry for me, you have to cry for your offspring and descendants. You have to grab a hold onto this covenant and you keep praying for it. I'm the parent. If there are the things, and then how, if you have something stuffy, instead of you tell to your children, you really have to you have to really pray to God and receive the covenant family, and then you have to deliver that to your child. And God really had Adam lived for 930 years to deliver the covenant. So Lamech was 13 years old. When he became 13, then Adam died. Then there was Noah. Then 1,000 years later, then this Noah really was raised, was born. If there is no one who will really telling and then delivering this covenant, then who, how could they receive? What do they receive? If you don't really talk about the Jesus Christ, and then how could these people can hear about Christ? That's why Paul said, if the time is good or bad, you have to always talk about and share this covenant. That this blessing should be really yours this year, this week. Today's covenant is just one thing. God calls you as the one who really delivered this covenant to the next generations. And we really have to build this partisan. Let us pray. Thank you for giving us the covenant of the grace, covenant of the worship. Let us grab hold on to this covenant. And please bless us and give us the grace so that we can really be the one to really deliver this message and covenant to the next generations. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.